This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Look, I think at this point in Aaron Rodgers' career, he doesn't need to go into an organization where he can call all the shots. And he can just say, I want you to bring in this receiver. I want you to bring in this OC. I want you to bring in this quarterback coach. I want you to bring in this offensive tackle. That's just not going to work. He's already tried that. He needs to just play quarterback, which he does as well as anybody in the history of the game has ever played it. He needs to go somewhere where people are going to tell him, hey, look, we'll handle building the team, we'll handle constructing the offense, and then we're going to try and build this thing, and we're going to try and make it such that we accentuate, you know, your positive, try to hide some of your negatives, try to hide some of your decline, but we still think you can take us to a high level of play and have us reach some of our goals. Yeah, I think the Rams could be that kind of team for him.
Lewis Riddick on Aaron Rodgers, who may play, may not. You know, he says all that, like, oh, he doesn't need to have all this, call all the shots. He doesn't need his own guy.
He just wants to, right?
He's going to want it. You think he's just going to change magically on a dime like that? Maybe, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah.
I think he's going to want his guys if he were to go anywhere.
Rodgers was leaving a workout in California, was asked if he'd like to return to his home state to play football. He's in California, and like, TMZ got this video. A TMZ reporter asked, would you want to play in California? And he said, warm weather was asked. He noted the sunny, warm weather before being asked what he'd look for in a new team. And he said, if they want you, if they've got a good team. So he wants to go to a contender, and you'd have to ask yourself, like, what contender thinks they're Aaron Rodgers away from saving the GM's job? Is that really what you do here? He's going to play for what? One more year? Try to make a playoff appearance? He was not horrendous. Yeah. He was not horrendous at the end of last year. But again, it's another year added. And if you go and replace Matthew Stafford, okay. If Stafford leaves the Rams and they go for Aaron Rodgers, that to me is a very odd choice for the Rams. But they could land there.
I'm looking at like the list of contenders. Like, teams that at least made the playoffs last year. And, like, Tampa, no. Denver, no. Pittsburgh, we've talked about, like, maybe. Maybe Tomlin gets there. Chargers, no. Packers, no. Texans, no. Rams is the one we've also mentioned, like, if they were to trade Stafford. But that's such a lateral move. Baltimore, Detroit, Washington, Buffalo, Kansas City, Philly, all no. The one other team that I skipped over there on purpose. Is it impossible he could take the exact same path as Brett Favre?
Minnesota? No.
Because are they just, like, is McCarthy even going to be healthy? Do they know by the start of the year? Because, like, the Darnold thing is more about, like, well, do we want to commit all that money for years and years to him? What about the beginning of the year? Like, do they need something that's a veteran to get them through the beginning of the season, potentially, as like a bridge guy? Like, this is McCarthy's rookie year, and he's also coming off the knee. So, but that's the best you're going to do is, I think, hey, come here and you need to know that, you know, middle of the season, we're going to want to get him in. Like, at some point, we're going to want to put the kid in. I find it hard to believe he finds a good team, or really any team, that's willing to make him the starter without that kind of side deal. Like, you can be the starter, but you need to know, like, there's a kid right behind you that's ready to play at any point.
Yeah, McCarthy is, what, he had a knee injury that was not supposed to be bad, and then it was bad, and then he missed the
year. He had to go back for, like, a second surgery, yeah. And there was, like, infection stuff, all so right. it got a little more complicated, I think, with his injury.
Pittsburgh is the place I see a lot of people suggesting he should go, which would be, I mean, probably a pretty good marriage. Tomlin and Rodgers, they would be on primetime 13 times. Pittsburgh would get to primetime 13 times with Tomlin and Rodgers. I know that's more than you're allowed.
Well, they get flexed out when they were 5-7
right.
In the middle of the season, I think.
803-0550. The Four Nations wraps up with Connor McDavid getting the golden goal. Right now on ESPN's Get Up, PK Subban's on, and they're asking, can the NHL sustain the momentum from this? My yes answer comes with a yes, kind of. It wouldn't shock me if this year's Stanley Cup ratings are final, like not just final, but playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff ratings will be up. If you rolled right from this into playoff hockey, I think you might get a really good boost. But instead of that, what am I going to do? I've got Saturday afternoon Minnesota-Detroit.
Yeah.
It's just a game in the fog of millions of games. And maybe I am a fringe hockey fan that really got into this tournament because of the storylines, but I don't have those storylines in the NHL regular season. I just don't have it. They're just playing games. Playoff series, I think maybe what the Four Nations does is it, whatever, scratches an itch, and in a month or two, there's a Colorado game against Winnipeg, and I'm thinking, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm in the mood for a really high-paced, really fun hockey game because I just got a good dose of that in the Four Nations. I don't know. I don't know how you really ride the momentum of this into Blues Blackhawks.
Yeah, I just don't expect that they will. I don't know. Like, a massive difference or people caring that much more. Like, again, maybe for a couple days they'll get a little bit of a boost, and maybe a Sabre fan will want to watch one of those out-of-town games more than they did before the tournament. But I just think it'll wear off and we'll be right back where we were, which is the regular season games are just kind of there, right? Unless, like, you know, you'll get your playoff races down the stretch. And the Stanley Cup playoffs already has all that, you know, we've been talking about for 2 weeks. You know, like, especially the first and second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, like, they're intense. They're as good a watch as there is. So who are they? Are they trying to capture more of the casual fan in that they didn't have before into that? All right, but I think their playoffs already have a reputation for being as good as what we just saw over the last 2 weeks. Like, yep. That's not unknown or unheard of, I think, to sports fans, is how good the playoffs are. Just getting people to care about your regular season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
And I don't know. I don't think they have it in them, honestly, to get that much care level about their regular season.
Well, playoff races help, and
the thing people will care about the most is going to be Ovechkin.
Yeah, that's probably right.
It's going to be the Ovechkin chase.
The Ovechkin race is back on.
Yeah, like that's unique to this season. But that is something that'll get everybody in, right? Like, give me a record, and that is where the other sports can give you more storylines like that once in a while. Like in the NBA, there's been record chases. Maybe not like LeBron had the all-time point chase recently. Steph broke the all-time three-point record. Like Durant broke a record recently. Football, you see records broken all the time. Like that's only one small element, but regular season games can be made more meaningful if you've got stars that are chasing down history. And that's actually something that never happens in hockey. You never see that. Why? Because there was like 10 times more scoring in the 80s. So none of those records are really breakable. This is like the one-off maybe that Ovechkin is drawing extra attention to the NHL regular season because he's doing something that you see in with Tom Brady and Drew Brees in football, or you saw with LeBron is, oh, Aaron Judge going for a record. I've got a guy chasing something. Sweet. You never get that in the NHL. You never get what was Judge wasn't even the real home run record. It was the AL one.
It was the Yankee, and okay. Then it was the AL. Yeah,
but like you don't get the so and so Matthews is chasing down Gretzky's goal record. That's a storyline to watch in the NHL regular season. You should tune in to Leafs Red Wings tonight because the goal to beat is 92. He's never in a million years gonna beat it. No one will. So again, that's only a small part of it, but I think that's one thing. Why they'll just never get there.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. You mentioned Gretzky. Gretzky and Ruzioni, the two ambassadors.
One wearing a full three-piece suit and the other wearing
Johnny Gaudreau.
It was a Johnny Gaudreau jersey, right?
Yep.
But it was funny to see a Ruzioni just in like a hockey jersey and then Gretzky like all...
in a tie.
Yeah, yeah.
If not a Ruzioni, who is the next great American hockey ambassador?
My buddies we were with, we were debating who it was going to be. And I think we all like, it's going to be a Ruzioni. The other...
if not him, who?
Names mentioned were Keith Tkachuk, because his sons were out there, and he's a U.S. legend, isn't he?
Like, if Michael Ruzioni is not available, who's the U.S. call? Is there an obvious answer here?
Mike Modano.
Said that like Mike Modano was a bad hockey player. He's great.
Yeah.
Patrick Kane?
It's not a bad answer.
Isn't he their all-time scorer?
It's Brett Hull. Brett Hull has the most points.
Wasn't there a thing with Brett Hull with like dual citizenship? And Canada got really mad at him that he decided to play for the U.S.
Okay,
that sounds right. Like you're not gonna do like Roenick, right?
No. Jay in Hamilton. Hey Jay, good morning.
Hey guys, I know you're up against it quick. So I mean, this was an amazing 2-week tournament. More than I ever thought I would have got out of it when the first puck dropped in Montreal against Sweden. It was amazing, and I've been missing that kind of hockey for so long. So here's what I'm thinking. If we really, there's so much the NHL can do, and we've all talked about this ad nauseum, but I've been on this kick for a long time, which I'll be honest with you, has kind of moved me to why I don't watch the regular season much at all like I used to. If they want to give these players to give a crap about any kind of game in mid or late January or early or mid-February, you've got to finally change the point structure. You've got to give these guys something to play for during these doldrums of the season when you have 3 points on the line. If you're the Sabres and you've got a five-game stretch thing that Lindy's kind of come up with, how many points you want to get in five-game segments. If you know you've got three-point wins on the table each time, imagine how those players might react to those wins if they say, well, instead of getting two, if we got three, that's 9 points, and you do all the math.
Yep.
And I think the NHL really has to be innovative like that. And I'll say here, if the NHL really wants to be something more than it is, it has to really become way more innovative and try some of this new stuff and get people interested. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jay. I mean, I've been a champion of the 3-2-1 point system for decades, and it would improve a lot of things. It would be better. It would be better for the standings. It would be better for the playoff races. It would be better for third periods.
Mm-hmm.
It would be better for the Sabres play tonight, and they're chasing the Islanders. And if the Sabres get three and the Islanders and their out-of-town scoreboard get none or even lose in overtime, it would just be a massive improvement. And that the NHL has dragged its feet and not done it in the interest of keeping the standings close is, I mean, it has never made sense. The fact that they used it in this tournament is probably just for the purpose of tiebreakers. Okay. But a 3-2-1 point system and don't allow coaches to challenge. There is your better future. I'm serious. Get rid of challenges. 3-2-1 point system, get rid of challenges, bring the pace to the game back. The game is fast now. The thing that slows games down is 8-minute iPad reviews. And there were none of them in this tournament. And that is not nothing. Not a single coach's challenge in this tournament. So none for goaltender interference. None for offside. Soon the NHL is going to allow you to challenge the puck over the glass. Great. Great. We need that. Need that to be challenged, right?
No, not doing it. I'm not challenging that. That's easy, isn't it?
Just, again, don't challenge anything. Never stop this game from being played. Just go play. Full speed all the time. Anyway, all right. Thanks, Jay. 803-0550, break time. And Mike Catalano, we're talking a little bit on the Amerks, and then, you know, combine prep, Bills offseason prep. We'll talk with Mike Catalano coming up 8 o'clock here on WGR.